I ask you if you will take your Bibles and turn with us to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. In John chapter number 15, I'm going to begin at verse number 1. And we'll only read just a handful of verses, but then I want to share what the Lord has put on my heart. In John the 15th chapter, beginning in the first verse, Jesus is speaking with the disciples, and he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. That is the first 5 verses in the 15th chapter in the book of John. I look at these verses and I realize that there has been a lot of speculation about why Jesus was talking with the disciples about the vine and the vineyard. While he was talking with the disciples and they were walking. You see, at the end of chapter 14, as they were in the upper room, the very last phrase, it says in chapter 14, arise, let us go hence. So they were leaving the upper room and making their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. And a lot of people have wondered what it is that brought about this discussion about a vine. Possibly they passed a vine as they were on their way. And Jesus used that opportunity to talk about the vine as they walked by. But a vine was something that would be familiar with the disciples, because throughout the Old Testament, Israel had been related to a vine on various occasions, and even in the temple, on the door of the Holy of Holies, there was a golden vine that adorned the temple door of the Holy of Holies. And on their coins, there was a vine that represented Israel. But whatever the case, Jesus used a vine to take the opportunity to teach the disciples a little bit of some things he wanted them to know. First of all, Jesus was telling them that he was the source of real life. He says in the first verse, I am the true vine. Jesus was saying that I am the real source of life. That word true means genuine or real. In other words, Jesus says in me is where true life is found. It is not found anywhere else. That I am the real source of life. There is a lot of people that are looking for life in a lot of sources, in a lot of places. But Jesus says unto the disciples that I am the true source of life. As a matter of fact, he goes on to say in verse 5 that I am the vine and ye are the branches. He says to them that he is the source of life to the branches. That I am the one that gives you real life. That I'm the one that gives life to the branches. So Jesus is giving them that instruction. But then he tells them that the Father is the husbandman of the vineyard. Notice that also in verse 1. He says, my Father is the husbandman. So he tells them that their Father is the husbandman of the vineyard. That word husbandman means the vine dresser. In other words, the Father is the overseer of the vineyard. That he's the one that takes care of the vineyard. That whatever is necessary for the upkeep of the vineyard, the Father is the one that takes care of it. But then, in verses 2 through 5, Jesus gets down to the heart of what he is wanting them to see and where I am headed today. Jesus is giving them some lessons about fruit bearing. As a matter of fact, he gives them the word fruit 5 times in those verses. He uses some variations, but he talks about fruit. He says the word fruit, and then he says poor fruit, and then he says much fruit. But he is teaching the disciples about bearing fruit. He's not talking about salvation here, but is talking about the purpose of the branches on the vine, that they are to bear fruit. What is the purpose of the branch? To bear the grapes. To bear the fruit of the vine. So the vine dresser, he oversees the vine. He oversees the branches. He works with it to make sure that they're bearing fruit. He makes sure that they're bearing grapes. So Jesus is talking about them bearing fruit. So spiritually, what is the fruit that we bear? For you and I, it is a Christ-like life. For you and I, it is the life of the vine. For you and I, it is bearing fruit of what is the life of the vine. So that is what he is describing in the text. It is to reflect the life that flows through the vine. So it begins to talk about how the keeper of the vine prunes the branches so they'll bear fruit. So today, I want to preach about the pruning work of the husbandman. I want to preach on the pruning work of the husbandman. You may say, preacher, I've heard people refer to it, but I don't know that I've ever heard somebody preach on that. Well, I'm going to today. I want to focus on that pruning work of the husbandman. So listen to me. Listen to me. There's not a single one of us thinks about the pruning work that God does in our life as something that is a pleasant experience. We think about how that He prunes our life, and we think about it as being something that we don't like. But I want us to look at it, examine it, and understand it as the Lord describes it in this text. First of all, I want us to think about the process of His pruning work. There's a couple of things involved in the process. First of all, there is a cleansing work in the process. Notice the second verse. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now there is a lot of misunderstanding about what he's describing. There are some that think this verse is describing people who aren't saved. There's some that say they're talking about, Jesus is talking about people who don't know the Lord. And he is taking them away, cutting them off and removing them. Then there are some that are saying that it is describing people that lose their salvation. That they are saved that because they're not bearing fruit, that God takes them away and they lose their salvation. But we know that isn't true, because salvation is eternal and you can't lose it. And then there are some that say he is talking about God taking them out of this life in an early death because they're not bearing fruit. I do believe that sometimes God takes people out of his life early. But I really don't think that's what he's describing here. Because if you understand the meaning of those words, taketh away, those words mean to elevate, to lift up, to take up. So if you look at what it means, it is describing the idea of lifting up, elevating the branch. He said a branch that isn't bearing fruit, he elevates it. He lifts it up. He takes it up. You say, what's happening here, preacher? It is the idea of a branch that for some reason it's got beaten down. Maybe a storm, the winds have beaten it down. It's got in the earth. The mud has got it beaten down. Somehow, something in life has got it down in the dirt. It's gone muddy. So what he does, he comes along the vine dresser. He picks it up. He takes the water and he begins to wash it off. Cleanse it. Lifts it out of the mud. And lifts it back up toward the sunlight, that it may get the sun again and bear fruit one more time. Did you notice the third verse? He said, how here clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. I want to tell you, there's been some times in my life that I've got beat down. And I've got put down in the mud. And I wasn't bearing fruit. But I thank God He took the Word. And He began to wash me up. Clean me up. And lift me back up again, that I might bear fruit again one more time. That's part of the pruning work of the vine dresser. You see, that pruning work isn't always hard stuff. But He lifts it up, cleansing. You see, those branches of the vine, they're not like cucumbers, and they're not like pumpkins. They're not made to run on the ground, but they're made to lift up and to reach up and bear fruit. And that's part of the work. Sometimes you get beat down in the mud by life. And He lifts you up again by His hand. But then there is that second work, that pruning work. Look at the second part of the verse. He said, in every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That word purgeth, it means to purify. It means to get rid of something unwanted. It is the idea of pruning the branches. I got to reading. I wanted to learn more about the pruning process of the branches on the vine so that they'd bear more fruit. So I begin to research and read how to cook, how it. There are several steps in the process. And one of those steps is called pinching. And what they do is this. Sometimes early on a branch off of a grapevine, some of those branches will shoot out some little shoots. And those little shoots begin to go wild. I mean, they just kind of run wild. And they'll sap the strength off of those branches. And they'll eat up the sap and the strength. And so the vine dresser will come along and he'll see those little shoots that are running wild. And they'll pinch them off. And what it'll do, it'll cause the sap to back up and dam up in the branch. And it'll cause the branch to pollinate better. It'll cause the branch to put forth a better fruit. You say, preacher, what are you thinking about? There are times in our Christian life that we'll get a little ahead of ourselves. We'll begin to shoot off a little while this way or that way. We'll get some ideas. We'll get some things. Well, I think I'll do this. I think I'll do it. We don't pray about it, you know. And there's some times I thought, hey, this is what I want to do. Man, I'll shoot out that way. And I'll take off that way. I'll go do this. don't know about you, I've had God come by and pinch that thing off. I've had God just pinch off some things in my life.
Amen.
And back me up, slow me down, and say, you don't need to be going that way. If you ever had God do that, boy, I have. I've had God pinch off some things in my life. Sometimes I've gotten a little out of hand. I've had God to take me down a few notches, back me up. Say, you don't need to be going that way. But then there is a second process, second step that's in this thing of pruning. There's another step called suckering. Suckering. There is what is going on a branch of grapevines called suckers. And what happens on the base of some of these vines, they'll have these little shoots at the base, and that's what they're called, suckers, and that's exactly what they do. They suck. They suck the nutrients out of the branches. They suck the things the branch really needs. To grow, to be what they ought to be. They suck it from the main branch. And so what the vine dresser will do, he'll come away, come around, and he'll cut off those suckers so the branch can grow and get the nutrients that they ought to have. Sometimes in my life, sometimes I've had the Lord come around, cut off some things that I thought I wanted and I needed. But they were sucking the spiritual life out of my soul. I remember a time in a revival at Poplar Springs years ago. I remember in that revival, it was before I ever started pastoring. I remember there was something God was dealing with in my life. And it wasn't a sinful thing. But it was something standing between me and God. And I remember the Lord coming by me in that revival, and He said, if you really want the blessings of God in your life, you need to put that on the altar. And I said, God, that's not a big thing. That's a little thing. But He said, if you want me to bless you, you need to lay that on the altar. And I just kept wrestling with that. And I finally laid it on the altar. And God blessed me. There are times there are little things, little shoots, little suckers that are sucking the nutrients out of our life. And God says, if you really want the blessings, you're going to have to let me cut that off. And then sometimes it hurts so bad because we want that. We think we need that. We just got to have it. But if we'll let God just cut them things off, snip them off, then we can grow and be what we ought to be for Him. Be more like Jesus. But there is then the third thing, and that is the actual pruning. It is the cutting away of dead stems and twigs, diseased branches, and dried up fruit. It's when the vine dresser cuts away that old dead stuff. Sometimes he'll cut it down so close to the vine that you'd think he about killed it. Sometimes you'd think that you'd look at that vine, you'd think, man, he's cut those branches back so close to the vine, that thing's going to die. But in reality, it was good for it. It was good for it because come next spring, those branches are going to grow and put forth the best fruit they've ever put forth. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Sometimes in our lives, the Lord cuts away some things. Sometimes He may cut away a physical ability. Sometimes He may cut away a relationship. Sometimes He may cut away your physical strength. He may cut away your ideas. He may cut away our plans. He may cut away our wants. He may cut away a job. He may cut away some things that when He does, oh, it hurts so bad. When He cuts it away, that we think it's going to kill us. But in reality, He cuts us away and it gets us so close to the vine. Closer to the vine than we've ever been before. Are you getting the picture? That when He cuts us so close to the vine, I'm talking about He cuts us so close to the Lord, closer than we've ever been before, that when we begin to grow back, we'll grow more fruit than we've ever grown before and be more like Jesus than we've ever been before. Yeah, it hurts. And yes, it's painful. But can I tell you something else? That when the vine dresser prunes the branches like that, His hand is ever closer to the branches than that. That's the closest His hand is ever to the branches. I'm saying that when the Lord prunes our life in such a way, His hand is the closest that it's ever been to us. Let me just say a word, and I'm done, about the product of the pruning work. The product is to produce more fruit. That's fruit. You see, the purpose behind all of that, for one thing, is to get us closer to Him. But then to produce more fruit. And that fruit is to be more like Him. To produce the life of Christ in us. But you know what that fruit does? For one thing, that fruit is a blessing to others. Because people eat of that fruit. People enjoy that fruit. People partake of those grapes, and they enjoy those grapes. They're a blessing to other people. But then notice verse 5. Verse 8. He said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit." It glorifies the Father when we bear much fruit. It brings glory to Him. It brings honor to Him. When we bear much fruit. When the vine and produces the branches, and the branches bear much fruit. People don't walk out to the grapevine and look at those branches and say, "Branches, look at what you've done. Boy, you've done a great job." No, they don't do that. But they go to the owner of the vineyard. And they say, "My, you've got a beautiful vineyard. And you've got beautiful grapes produced by your vineyard." It brings honor to the owner. I want to tell you, that's what He desires in us. That we bring glory and honor unto Him. It may be today that there's somebody dealing with the pain of pruning. It may be that you're dealing with a lot of things that's difficult to go through. But He'll get you through it. He'll get you through it. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the help. You see, the vine dresser, He ain't going to kill the branches. He'll get you through it. That you bear fruit. That you're a blessing. And bring glory and honor to His name. Jesus said, "Without me you can do nothing. But with His strength you'll get through it all." Through it all. I don't know where you're at. I don't know how you might need this. I don't know why the Lord gave me this to preach. I really don't. He gave me this several weeks ago. I kept putting it back, putting it aside. And I thought, "Lord, I don't understand that. Don't know why you want me to preach it." It may be that He's fixing to cut back some things on me. I don't know. It may be that there's somebody listening in here or by live stream outside. Maybe they're fixing to have some pruning work. And God said, "I want you to know it may hurt, but through it, you're going to bring a lot of good fruit and bring honor and glory to my name. And people are going to be blessed by what you go through. And you're going to look more like me when it's all done." You might be right there now. I say keep trusting Him. As Brandon sang a while ago, just keep trusting Him. He'll get you through it. He'll get you through it. Brandon, I'd like for you to sing that first song again, if you will. And we'll stand. There may be somebody today that you need to come bow to an altar. Just ask the Lord for help. Strength in your life. I don't know what you may need. I don't know how the Lord may have spoken to your heart. All I know is this was the message that He put on my heart. I hope He'll use it somehow in your life to be a help to you while He sings. If there's a need, let's stand.